There was an old woman who used to sell the daily news outside of Sydenham Hospital. She was the first person I told about going into the army.
"Why you want to go off to war?"
she asked. She was short and dark, with eyebrows turned white with age, although her hair was only lightly streaked with gray. Her voice was high and wavered uncertainly as she spoke. "Gotta get away from here," I said. "See something new."
"What you want to get away from here for?"
she asked.
"You got your peoples here. They ain't got this many black folks no place else in the world, except maybe Africa and Haiti. You ain't going there, is you?"
"No, ma'am."
"Then stay on around here,"
she said, a smile lighting her face.
"You ain't doing no better than us, child."
"Perry, what the hell are you thinking about?" Lobel looked up at me. "An old black woman in Harlem." "No market," Lobel said.
"What?"
"No market for old black women," Lobel went on. "If we're going to make a fortune on the silver screen, we gotta figure what's going to sell. What we need is young girls. You got a girlfriend?"
"No."
"How come?" "Didn't think that much about them," I said. "Between playing ball and school, I filled my time up pretty good. I wish I had one to write to now, though."
"You worried about it?"
"Worried?" I looked at him. He was looking out toward the wire again. "No, I'm not worried. Just wish I had somebody else to write to, that's all."
"You want to write to a starlet?" Lobel asked. "I know one who can just about read. She might know how to write."
"I mean a real girlfriend," I said.
"There you go again,"
he sighed, stood up, and picked up the grenade launcher.
"You're really hooked on reality. It's a bad scene, Perry."
"You got a girlfriend?"
"Nope, and I'm worried about it too."
"How come?"
"Because I'll be 20 on the 3rd of May and I'm still a virgin."
"Big deal."
"What do you mean, big deal? I could be playing the part of the baby-faced virgin who gets killed and all you see is a pan shot of him near the end of the flick. You think I want that?"
"I thought you were playing Lee Marvin," I said. "Don't you know what role you're playing?"
"No, not for sure." "You know what role you're playing?"
"I don't know," I shrugged. "What roles you got?"
"The role you gotta stay away from is the role of the good black guy who everybody thinks is a coward and then gets killed saving everybody else. That's a bummer. You can't be the romantic lead."
"Why not?"
"You don't have a girlfriend, you just said so."
"I met a nurse on the plane coming over here."
"White or black?"
"White."
"No good. Then it becomes one of those noble flicks about interracial love, and they kill you off at the end so they can show it in Georgia."
"Shit."
"That's why I keep saying we should make this whole war into a musical. A big Busby Berkeley number. Thousands of little VCs running up and down stairs in their little black PJs. We won't even have to pay them scale.